Cochin and his colleagues put the question to almost 4,000 workers in 2017. The results? Almost 2 out of 3 said they had less of a voice than they felt they deserved. And nearly half said they'd like the opportunity to join a union. That doesn't mean they want an actual union in the traditional sense, Cochin says. It's more of an expression that they're looking for some form of voice, a desire for real influence. Historically, only unions could provide the cohesiveness and leverage workers needed to speak as a group. Now, workers have Facebook and Twitter, both to talk among themselves and to make their case to their employers in a potentially embarrassing way. Technology has given rise to a new set of tools: targeted ads to reach disillusioned workers, text blasts to engage them, online petitions to make demands clear. In 2014, thousands of workers at Market Basket, a New England grocery chain known for decent wages and other employee-friendly policies, found one another on Facebook and mounted a strike to demand the company's board reinstate the recently fired chief executive officer. That action points to some of the freedoms enjoyed by non-union protesters. The Market Basket strikers included workers at all levels of the enterprise, managers and workers together. And what they wanted and ultimately got, the return of the CEO, was outside the purview of wages, hours, and benefits covered by a typical collective bargaining agreement. Around the same time, a pair of tech-savvy activists with labor roots, Michelle Miller and Jess Kutch, launched Coworker.org. Coworker.org, which creates networks of employees and provides them with tools so they can push for pretty much anything they feel would improve their working lives. Tired of finding hypodermic needles in store bathrooms, Starbucks employees used Coworker.org to petition the company for needle disposal containers. Public Supermarkets, Inc. worker Brandon Wesley gathered more than 20,000 signatures for his Let Us Wear Beards petition, which asked the supermarket to reconsider its dress code. Instacart, Inc. workers waged a campaign against the grocery delivery company's pay practices on February 6th. The company announced changes to its most controversial policies. Whether on Coworker, Facebook, or deep in the threads of Reddit, this is only going to spread, Kutch says. It's starting in a few parts of the workforce, but in 10 to 20 years, it's going to be the norm for independent digital communities to be present in every major company.